Chas, right, which is a really interesting formulation. Shloshim minus one, right, like Arbaim Chas or Achas, you have by Malkos, very fascinating formulation. So a lot of that is going to come into play. And so some of that will be, as Nathan says, a new perek, but I would have agreed to the halo, but there's just so much review that, you know, I felt it wouldn't be justified. Okay, ha. So, but we're going to see that on Amud Beis, we get to one of my favorite topics. Let's say somebody tries to become a Nazir when he's in the cemetery. The machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? And it really cuts to the heart of the issue. So we're going to, you know, build up to that. So here we go. Tezayin Ibn Aleph. Misha Amar Hareni Nazir. Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. Right, that's the natural thing to do. The day after the completion of the 30 days. Vim Gileach Yom Shloshim Yatza. That would be acceptable at a bidyavid level. Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yom. Right, that's what we said beginning of the first parak, it's shleimim, right, 30 full days, yimileach liyom shloshim, lo yatsa, there even b'dievet is not yotze. Mishanazar shtei neziros, v'ngaleach z'rishon yom shloshim ve'achad, very naturally, v'esashniya yom shishim ve'achad, as we spoke about, because the 31st day is ola l'chan u'l'chan, v'imgileach es harishona, yom shloshim, v'ngaleach es hashniya yom shishim, he's consistent, and so he does 30 and 60, v'imgileach yom shishim v'chaser echad, Yatza, right, if you even would do it on the 59th day, that would be acceptable. Again, according to Bar Pada, because the whole thing is only 29 days, so it's no chiddush. And according to Rav Masna, right, it's still quite a chiddush, but what we're saying is that we can combine different days. So just like Yom Shloshim, you could be Yotzei B'dieved, and that could be Ole L'chan U'L'chan, so we could get down to 59 in that fashion. So Eidus Hayid Rav Papia Samishan Azar Shade Zero Shim Gileach Tzrishon Yom Shloshim Migaleach Shniel Yom Shishim Migaleach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad Yatza Shiyom Shloshim Ola Lo Min Haminyan. We're allowed to count that day. So remember, this is the extension of the principle of Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, but the bigger Chiddush of not just saying Miktsas Hayom Kikulo, but actually taking it to the next level and saying not only like Avelos, you can end your Shiva, you can end your Shloshim, but you can begin the next phase of the process. Mishamar Harini Nazir, Nitma Yom Shloshim, Soser is like, oh, we know that's the view of the majority. Reb Lazar Omer, no Soser Elo Shiva. So he says, right, based on the Pasuk, Zos Taras HaNazir, Biyom Melos, Yemei Nizro. So we say, Biyom Melos, Tein Lo Taras Nazir, that the last day, right, has a different character to it. These are all topics that we discussed in the first parak. So again, his view, Rabbi Lazar's view, is you have to obviously make sure that you're tahor by the time that, you know, you're going to bring the korbanos and the like. But since it happened on the last day, you're already under the bar in terms of nazirus. Okay, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. Person says 30 full days. Nitma Yom Shloshim Soser as I call. Even Rabbi Lazar is not going to argue because that was Yom Shloshim, which are shleimim. Hareini Nazir Meya Yom. Nitma Yomea Soser is a call. Rabbi Lazar Omer, and Soser Ela Shloshim. So Rabbi Lazar will say about that, and the Gemara will get into this a little bit, that he only has to repeat the last 30 days. Why? Because, according to Hishita, right, since it happened on the last day, we have to Tainlo Torah's Nazir, but he still has to grow his hair for at least 30 days for purposes of Tiglachas. Nitma Yomea Ve'echad Soser Shloshim Yom, according to the Chachamim. Okay, so he'll have to regrow his hair. Reb Lazar Omer, Eino Soser Ela Shiva, so he says, you're already done at that point, so all we need is for you to bring your korban b'tahara. Okay, so the Gemara comments, Misham Arini Nazar, V'nit Mayom Shloshim, Soser Kol, Reb Lazar Omer, Eino Soser Ela Shiva, so Kasavar, top line of Tezayin and Mabez, the sheet of Reb Lazar is based on the idea, Kasavar Reb Lazar, Kol, Achar Melos, Shiva Soser. Right, remember that once you're at the completion point, Achar Melos, Beyom Melos Yemei Nizro, so all we have to worry about is being maybe the Karban B'Tahara. Okay. Kolachar Melos Shiva Soser. Arini Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Nitma Yom Shloshim Soser Zakol Opalag Rab Lazar Da'amar Shleiman. Rab Lazar, again, as we said in that case, isn't going to have a quibble with it because he agrees that they have to be 30 complete days. Harini Nazir Meya Yom V'Nitma Yom Meya. Again, you stipulate 100 days, sounds like 100 complete days. Soser Zakol Rab Lazar Omer Eino Soser Ela Shloshim. V'kula Tavina Ba'aliba Debar Pada V'Rav Masna. And the whole thing is according to the discussion, as we said before, between Bar Pada and Rav Masna in the first parak, Rav Masna saying the Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom is really 30 days, Bar Pada Shloshim Chaser Achas. Okay, so now we get to really the new materials. Let's say a person tries to become a Nazir when they're in a state where it would be impossible to actually observe Nazirus. A good example would be being in a cemetery, right? You are currently Tamei Lames. Like, how exactly would that work? Would we say, yeah, the Neder is Chal, but the Neder, you know, is going to take a little bit to go into action? Or, you know, alternatively, would we say that it's a nonsense neder, right? If you're in a cemetery, what business do you have taking the zeros? Now, the Baal Yatosa say either way, it might be usher to do because, right, you're taking the zeros under these very bizarre conditions, but let's get a little bit of insight into that. So, Misha Nazar Behu Beis Akvaros, Afilu Hayasham Shloshim Yom, it doesn't sound like so much fun to be there for 30 days, in Only Lo Min Aminyan, Venu Mevi Korban Toma Yatza V'Nichnas, but if he'll leave the cemetery, he'll go back in, Only lo min aminyan. As the Gemara is going to explain that you became tahor in between. Maybe karban tama. Rabbi Lazar Omer lo ba bayom shenamar ba yamim harishonim yiplu ad shiulo yamim rishonim. You're going to need at least 2 days of tahara before you're going to be eligible to bring the karban for a nazir who becomes tameh. Right, a nazir who becomes tameh 2 minutes after taking a vow of nazirus never really established that cheskas tara. So the Gemara says itmar mishanazir bebeis akvaros. Rabbi Yochanan ben Naziris chal alav. Rish Lakish amar ein Naziris chal alav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Naziris chal alav. The Naziris is chal. Saber mit latalia v'kayama. Came in the mishkatara chayla. So Rabbi Yochanan says, as soon as you get out of the cemetery and you go through the process for somebody who's tamei lames, that means hazoa shlishi v'shvi v'tvila b'mikva. Right. So sprinkling the ash of the paraduma days 3 and 7, going into the mikva, and after that point of latency, the neder Naziris will be chal. So Reish Lakish says, you know, lohi, lo minav, lo miktsas, and nothing doing. Reish Lakish amar nazirus chala, vihadar v'amar chayil alei, v'lo. He has to take another nether nazirus. Eser yochanan Reish Lakish, mishanazar bubi v'esak varos, afilu hayasham shoshimeinu lo limin aminin, v'enu mevi korban tama, korban tama, hu delo ma'isi, based on our Mishnah, hameichal chayil alei. So we say he's not going to bring the korban tama, because he was in the cemetery and we took this nether nazirus, but the nether nazirus is just in a latent phase. As soon as he gets out, right, he's going to start his count of nazirus as long as he becomes tahor. Amrlei eino b'taras toma ve'eino b'taras korban. So Reish Lakish says the Mishnah isn't only, Mishnah's, you know, taking the low-hanging fruit in a certain sense, right? He's not going to bring the korban, but he's not really part of the discussion altogether. So Eisve, Mishay Hatame v'nazar. So a person who was tame and then became a Nazir. Right? Apparently, all the principles of Nazirus go into play. And if he'll do any of these things, if you'll say, like Rabbi Yochanan, high the time of the Sovig Esarbaim, it makes perfect sense that he should get lashes because the Nether is Chal. But if you hold like Reish Lakish, am I Sovig Esarbaim? Gemara says, top line of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Ha Chamei Eskinan. So Reish Lakish again will say the only time that the Neder Nazirus will be Chal is if he came out and purified himself, right? And did Hazah Shlishi V'Shvi Tvila and presumably took another Neder Nazirus and then, you know, went back in Yotzei V'Nichnas, but the original Neder was really never Chal. Okay, so what I'd like to try to do with your permission is to take a few moments to reflect on this machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I would submit that Reish Lakish's position is much easier to understand, right? That Reish Lakish is saying, look, if you're not in a condition, you're Tamei Lames, you're in a cemetery. So what do you mean that you're going to be a Nazir? You're not going to come into contact with the dead, let alone cut your hair and, you know, drink wine products. It's the mockery. It seems farcical. You're in a cemetery. Right? What do you mean that you're, you know, prohibiting these things to yourself? So Reish Lakish is saying it can't possibly be, right? We're in agreement that that's the more intuitive position, correct? It's a more intuitive position. And so again, what is Rabbi Yochanan saying? So I'd like to make 2 suggestions. One that I think is less ambitious and one is more ambitious with respect to Rabbi Yochanan's position. And then I think it actually becomes very fascinating, okay? So one position is to make it a little bit more technical and say that Rabbi Yochanan is focused on the topic of Tumas Hames. That's really what Rabbi Yochanan is focused on. Remember, we noted that Tumas Hames is somewhat severable from Nazirus in general, right? Nazirus Shimshon. you could accept Yayin and Sayar without accepting Tumas Meis. So maybe it's a reflection of the fact that not all dimensions of Naziris are created equal. We have primary, secondary, tertiary. Tumas Meis clearly in the third position, so to speak. And since it's in the third position, you know, the perspective that we're going to be operating with, you know, in this context is a perspective where, right now he's in the Beis HaKvaros, but the other elements, you know, presumably could start away. They're not going to start because everything really has to go online at the same time. But because the primary and secondary dimensions of Naziris, that is to say wine and Sayar, really can start right away, so we're going to allow, you know, the Tumas Meis not to block the, you know, overwhelming thrust. That cleared everybody? We're saying, okay, so you have to make yourself tahor, you have to leave the cemetery, you have to do the ashes of the paraduma, day 3, day 7, you have to go into the mikvah, but then we're willing to let you start. That could be Rabbi Yochanan's position, and it could be a reflection of a kind of a delta between Yayin and Sayar and Tumas Meis, okay? That's not the most inspirational explanation, but, you know, I think it can make sense. Okay, another explanation I'd like to suggest based on the Rambam. Remember when we had our Shir HaKdamah to Naziris, we talked about three different perspectives, and it's good to review this from time to time, right? According to Rashi, the Chet of the Nazir was Al Zesh Yetzir Atzmo Min HaYayin, right? That Naziris is an ambivalent institution. And the Ramban says the Chet of the Nazir is that he's giving up his Naziris, right? And the Rambam said, very beautifully, it depends. It depends why a person is taking a Neder in general. He says it about Nedarim more generally. He says about Naziris in particular. And if a person is doing it in a cavalier or thoughtless way, it really is sinful. It's disrespectful. But if a person is doing it, you know, outside Tahara, Udvekos, a person feels that they really need to extract themselves from, you know, a certain, you know, lifestyle that has really ensnared them, that's taken over, that's become, you know, a terrible burden to them. So then the Neder Naziris can indeed be chal. So I'd like to make the following suggestion. Let's say I take somebody who really feels that they need to make a change, right? They're in the cemetery and, you know, this is morbidly depressing for them. It's leading to very unhealthy things. And there, on the spot, they take an Neder Naziris, very much motivated along the lines of Rambam. They take an Neder Naziris at the height of a moment where spiritually it's so clear to them they need a change. Maybe that's Rabbi Yochanan's argument. That, of course, it can't start in terms of the count right away. It would be ridiculous. He's Tamei Lameis right now. But the Neder is Chal. In other words, what can we do? We can draw a fundamental distinction between the count of Naziris and the Neder Naziris. Rabbi Yochanan is saying, you don't need to be in a position to start counting Naziris for the Neder to be meaningful. In fact, maybe you're dafka not. Maybe you're in a cemetery and you're looking to make a change. You know, it's not all that different than somebody. Imagine, you know, getting back to our situation where somebody was, you know, shikora. We said, as long as it's not shichusa shalot. And a person says, you know what, I'm never going to touch wine again. And they're still holding, you know, the bottle. Right? Maybe that's meaningful. Maybe that's meaningful because they realize it's destroying my life. My wife's going to leave. My kids are in a bad way. I'm in a bad way. Maybe that's the most sincere neder of all. So the heat of the moment, right, might actually be, in this case, you know, especially for the Rambam, who says those are the nidrei naziros that we admire, right? So as long as you're willing to make the assumption that Rabbi Yochanan's view is predicated on the neder being chal without you having to be able to start to count the neder right away, you can make sense of that position. So again, two possible explanations for Rabbi Yochanan, then we'll give Nathan the last word. Either it's a reflection of the fact that Tumas Meis is tertiary, and that the primary elements can go into effect right now, or it's a reflection of the fact that the neder isn't locked in to the minyan, the minoy hanaziros, is starting to count right away. Of course, for Reish Lakish, it would be. As long as you're willing to make that assumption, then you can say, maybe there's no time like the present. Okay, let me hold up my remarks there.